Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop, the last one of the month, actually, before we kick off gin and rum month, that is. I cannot believe we're already in September. Holiday time to start coming up. We're going to start hearing Christmas music next year, month.
Don't say that. Please don't say that. Please don't say that. It feels like we literally just got away from that.
It really does, doesn't it? Did we say last year it wasn't as bad, or...
I don't think we said that.
Okay.
I think it was the same shit. Yeah.
I think we're okay. And then you know what? I'm getting my holidays mixed up. It was 4th of July. I said it wasn't as bad as it normally was.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was.
But then again, yesterday I did hear some fireworks popping. And I was just like, what the fuck are you popping fireworks
for? Yeah. Because that Christmas music, brother, every time I hear it, I start to just get shivers, sort of just break out in a cold sweat.
Shit, that almost ruined Barcode the first time we went.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that brother that was sitting on the fucking side bench there? Hitting them drums, singing Rudolph the Dope Man, it was called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How come rappers don't make rap versions of those classics?
I'm sure there's some out there. There gotta be.
They sample every goddamn thing else out of them.
they'll be doing nursery rhymes and shit. Might as well do that.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I got a bone to pick with you, by the way. Oh, no, not with you, but for you, whatever and shit. By the way, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Back from vacation, all well refreshed and shit too, right? You better be, shit.
Bet very much. Yeah.
Have you ever come back
well rested?
Have you ever come back from a vacation not well rested?
That first time I went to New York, I was not well rested when I came back because I wanted to leave immediately.
When I went to Hawaii, I was not well rested when I got back because I was sitting in traffic back in LAX for like an hour and 20 fucking minutes, and I was pretty pissed. Not gonna lie.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Like the trip was great. It was amazing, relaxing, refreshing. Then you land back in LAX and you're like, fuck this city. You're just angry the whole Uber ride. Then you're just sitting there with your arm folded, just like. So the beef I wanted to bring up, though, and this is going to be like an ongoing thing. Now at this point, I think people just fuck with me now to do this, whatever. This guy was telling me. This guy, and I told him, I'm going to talk shit about your ass on my podcast, bitch. He sits up there and tells me, now, Cody, let's take our biases out of it and let's just analyze it. We're a little biased. Well, actually, we're not even biased. We just don't like the motherfucker or whatever because we think it sucks. Mm-hmm. But To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, this man told me today that album is up there as far as one of the hip-hop classics such as The Chronic, Doggy Style, and including your favorite rapper, Nas, Illmatic. And he said in 5 years from now, it will surpass what Illmatic stood for in hip-hop.
And that is where I just shut down and then turn around, walk out the door. How do you respond to that?
You should have seen the look on my eyes. I started looking like fucking Palpatine. My head just...
Hillary had the audacity to bring that album up in the same breath as Illmatic.
People don't even talk about that album today. How old is that album right now? Matter of fact, because I think that album came out like, what, 20, when I had the condo back. So we're looking at 2014, 15 or whatever. And this motherfucker said, it's already up there with Illmatic. And by 5 years from now, it will surpass what Illmatic meant in the hip hop legacy or whatever. And I just kind of looked at him like, are you out your bloody fucking mind right now? It has been almost 30 fucking years. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, it has been 30 years since Illmatic come out. People still put that on the top 10 list of greatest hip-hop albums of all time. Matter of fact, it's so still talked about to the point that when Nas releases a fucking album, it's always compared to Illmatic. I ain't never heard nobody compare shit to Pimp a Butterfly.
No, I've heard that.
Let me just look this up. To Pimp a Butterfly. All right. There's a meaning behind it. Get the fuck out of here. Only butterflies I want is fucking on my blue run bottles.
Just about to say that.
Release date was March 15, 2015. So that's a good, it's 22 now. So we're looking about 7 years now. 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know what Illmatic meant in its 7 years? Probably didn't sell as much or whatever and shit because that was the year of like the West Coast, mainly with your Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre's NWA and stuff like that or whatever. East Coast was barely getting his foot in the ground as far as when it came to sales, unless you were like with Bad Boy. Diddy was kind of running that whole market in the early 90s, per se. And thus where, you know, the whole, and then we had Pac as well, too. So sales on the West Coast were just amazingly stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been out for 7 years now. When's the last time you heard anybody, Cody, anybody bring up this album? Other than myself, probably.
I'm literally trying to think.
Taking our bias out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my circles? No, I haven't heard anybody talk about that album.
No.
At all. Nope.
No. So here's the thing about music today when it comes to hip-hop. People may like the album, and I'm not even saying people don't like the album. I think I know people like that album because when it came out, they wouldn't stop fucking playing them goddamn songs off of it. But the thing about hip-hop today is it has no everlasting power. That shit's over now. It's what have you done for me lately type of deals with that. I don't think anybody's going to be talking about this album 5 years from now. The only point they're going to be talking about this album is when that man decides to retire. I know he just came out with a new album, per se, mm-hmm. whatever. And they may even say this is the best one out of his catalog, per se, or whatever. But that's about as far as that's going to go. This is not going to have any cultural impact in the hip-hop community type of album. I'm looking at the track list on this now. I don't even know any of these goddamn songs. I mean, I guess you could play The Black or the Berry, Cody. That's probably your favorite song.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. Here, you just keep going.
To Pimp a Butterfly. I remember that album cover. With me and you dissected it one time. It was just like this.
They were trying to, you know, have a political commentary, social commentary, if you will.
Yeah.
I was like, you probably could have executed that better. That's just my opinion.
We can call it, we can compare it to have a political commentary to Nas's Untitled album with the N whipped on his back and stuff like that. Very controversial, but at the same time, it's not stereotyping us. it's not kind of insulting us, right?
Nope.
Yes.
Yep.
Whereas that one, I see a White House and a bunch of dudes just hanging out with no shirts. I was like, it looked like Compton just moved to the White House.
Yeah. And didn't they have like a white dude like chained up or some shit like that? Or like,
I think so.
Ball and gag or something like that?
I think it was Mike Pence.
I was like,
maybe that was Cody. Maybe that was Antifa. They were talking about at January.
Yeah, maybe. So I was kind of thinking about that. It's like an antithesis of the event that happened last year. The attack of the Capitol. Yeah.
Maybe they saw that album cover and just said, oh, shit, that wasn't Trump. That was Antifa. Maybe that was Antifa. I think we broke the connection. So they see into the future.
Mm-hmm.
But take away your bias. All your friends that you have. Your brother likes Kendrick Lamar, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe this is a question for your brother then, whatever. In 5 years from now, and maybe he probably would just say, yeah, because it's just a fuck with me too, whatever.
Mm.
Could you see How to Pimp a Butterfly surpassing Illmatic as far as like what Illmatic meant to the hip hop culture?
Fun fact, another fun fact, JB.
Oh, here we go.
I know another big fan of Kendrick Lamar.
Oh,
I know another one.
It's my brother.
My lovely, beautiful girlfriend is Kathy Sierra. That's her in the background.
And we should be asking her this question and whatever. So now we need to be asking her this question and whatever. She probably don't even know what Illmatic is. She's probably like, what's that old people?
We got a question to ask you.
Yeah. You. Mm-hmm. Only you.
Well, we're going to find out if she knows what that is.
Yeah, ask her, what is Illmatic, first of all?
What is Illmatic? Illmatic. She doesn't know what Illmatic is.
All right, well then, never mind. We can't ask her this question.
Yeah, then we can't ask the question. Then.
Yeah,
sorry.
She probably like, what the
fuck. So you know he released an album. Illmatic.
Yeah. Oh my god. This ain't going well, Cody. I gotta tell you, this.
No, it's not.
This ain't going well.
Damn it, babe. Damn it, babe.
Damn it, babe. Cody's like, you're making me look bad in front of the hip hop purists right now.
We're gonna have history lessons later. Yeah. Illmatic.
We're gonna be listening to you.
Me. We're gonna listen to Illmatic.
The dogs.
At night.
The dogs. Get the candles lit. Get the wine out, whatever shit. It's an Illmatic type of night now. It's nine fucking ass songs, Kathy. Come on, it's nine motherfucking songs, whatever. You can get through this in 35 minutes, probably, whatever. It's not, bear with us.
Yeah, 35 minutes. 35 minutes is all it's going to take.
35 minutes.
Listen to Illmatic.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, run yourself a nice bath or whatever if you have to.
Exactly.
Put your headphones
Sounds good.
On. Yeah, put your headphones, light them candles up, whatever and shit. And when you listen to halftime, you might hear that line where my style switches like a faggot, but not by sex. You'll be like, all right, oh, you know what?
That's enough. Yeah, that's how you knew. Yeah, very different time when they let out that. Yeah.
Such Jesus a great Christ. Fucking line, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was a great fucking line. The way he said it, it was like, my style switches like a faggot, but not bisexual, because I'm an intellectual and rap, and I'm a professional, but that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man. You can't nearly understand, because in the streets, I'm well-known like the number, man. I was like, oh, my God, this dude. By the way, he was, what was he, 17 when he wrote that album?
I think it was 17, yeah. Insane Nas.
17. People like what 17-year-old today, you know, writing like that, man. Oh, so incredible, man. Is your girlfriend older than you or younger than you?
Younger.
Okay. Still in her 20s. Okay. You about to learn a trip of some good music tonight, honey.
Old heads.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we're called. Us old heads.
I gotta tell you, I never sound like an old dude until I talk hip hop.
Back in my day,
we had this thing. Matter of fact, I was talking with a homegirl on my homegirl Candace on Instagram. We were talking about. She sent me this Michael Jackson video to Leave Me Alone, whatever, and it had all this creativity and background drops and stuff, whatever. And she was like, "Huh, I miss the days when music videos used to mean something or whatever." And I was just like. I got a great episode for you to listen to then. Because we literally talked about that too on here on the podcast, here in the last drop. Let's take a guess right now. So we're going to follow up next week when we do Jim. What do you think Kathy's favorite song going to be on Illmatic? Let's take a guess.
Ooh.
Let's take a guess. Let's see.
Oh man.
I got two. I think it'll be It Ain't Hard to Tell or The World Is Yours.
Favorite song off of Illmatic.
And you would know better than me, obviously.
That's a good one.
Dating her, so. So you should fucking know this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Matter of fact, I want you to guess it right now. Guess it right now. Have her go listen to that song and then. I want her to give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down or whatever and shit.
I think her favorite song would be One Love.
Okay. Kathy, that would be it. Got an assignment for Illmatic. You now. We got an assignment for you now. Go listen to One Love.
Yeah, I think that'll be your favorite song.
Want her to listen to it now. Want her to listen to it. What you doing, guys? You ain't doing nothing, right? You ain't doing nothing. Just feeding the dogs, right? You just didn't listen. You put headphones on. Put on One Love. All right, One Love. I go with The World Is Yours or It Ain't Hard to Tell. That's one of those.
Those are good options too. World Is Yours, Ain't Hard to Tell. Those are great options too.
I'm gonna go.
I think I'm sticking with One Love though.
All right, I'm gonna go. It Ain't Hard to Tell. Then that'll be her favorite. So, Kathy, this is your assignment. You just go listen to those two songs real quick if you got the time, or whatever. And then I want you to give a thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever. Just in the background. Yeah, let us know. she'd probably be like, "Duh, this dude's trying to sound like Kendrick. I don't know." I just want to know from all the Kendrick lovers out there and that actually listen to Illmatic, can you even think that, imagine that it would have the same impact that Illmatic has had? I mean, people still talk about Illmatic. Cody, it's been 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It has been 30 years. Holy shit. I didn't realize. Wow.
3 decades now, Cody, and an album is still talked about. I know it's only been 7 for this album, whatever, but still. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. What album recently, Cody, that you listened to for hip hop that you think would even stand a test of time from 10 years from now?
Oof.
Very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Especially with the low impact hip hop really has now, because obviously it's become pop music now. It's not a...
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, it's pop music now, and it's a chart climber. Back then, when Nas came out, whatever, man, we're looking at a different time frame of hip hop too. This was rebellion music back then, as they like to call it, or whatever. You know, this was storytelling at its finest, of saying what was going on in the war against urban communities and stuff like that, as far as poverty. And,
right, and to even further that point, actually, a lot of genres during that time was about, you know, being rebellious. That's when, you know, grunge was coming up.
Yep.
You know, Rage Against the Machine was out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of conscious shit at that time.
Rock music was still looked at as the devil and shit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Music back then was just, it had a different feel and vibe to it because we just didn't have that much information about anything. You know, the internet wasn't a concept.
Yeah, internet wasn't a thing.
How many times, Cody, did you run home from school to turn the radio on just so you could hear that one song? Because there was no streaming back then, so you couldn't catch it like you would or whatever and stuff. So just that alone, whatever, music just had such a different meaning back then, whatever. I know people probably like, man, fuck you. All that whiskey and beer getting to you old guys now. Fuck that. I just put my Spotify on and I play what the fuck I want to listen to, whatever. I play my shit now, you know, my jams. You know, these kids don't know, Cody. The your brothers,
go ahead.
Your brothers and my brothers, they had it easy in the world. They don't know that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say now, sir?
You know, one thing, you know, despite all of our hating, one thing I am proud of is that we're not like a lot of these trolls that be on like these social media platforms and they just constantly go out of their fucking way to talk shit about something that they don't like.
Yeah.
Like they could be going about their day, but they have to feel like their quota, like say talk about this thing that they don't like, and they're devoting all this energy to this thing that they don't fucking like. Yeah,
we don't do that here.
I'm so glad we're not like that. No, we don't like some. We just don't even bother with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? The only reason this came up now is because we brought up an article or whatever. But that's the only reason. Yeah.
The only time stuff comes up on here is when a motherfucker brings it up to me or whatever.
I remember back in the day, the big argument was talking about how divisive Batman or Superman was. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't seek that shit out.
Yeah.
That's done. I don't seek that shit out at all.
I don't care how divisive it is. I just know the movie sucked.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. I don't need a 10-page
just like
PowerPoint to tell me why it's divisive or whatever.
Yeah, I remember when Ghostbusters 2016 came out, the all-female version.
Oh, how could I forget, Cody?
Came and went. And we talked about it. What was it? We talked about it when people brought the shit up.
Yeah.
The movie came out.
I was getting called coons.
And
did,
and that was it. I remember. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You really called that.
I remember I showed a woman that Yoon worked with or whatever, the comment section of that review or whatever, and they were just like, oh, she was like, oh my God, they kind of, she was just like, why won't you block them? I said, I don't block people. I said, let them say what they want to say, whatever. I said, they're going to get responded back to. But I was just like,
yeah.
I mean, I think I got called, because I think
you got called a lot of names that year.
Yeah. I know right when I started that review, my first thing I said was like, a lot of people are doing this in their reviews, but this ain't going to happen with me in my review, whatever. People keep comparing it to that fucking old one. And right now, I'm just going to go ahead and say, fuck that old one right now. This has nothing to do with this movie. And right off the bat right there, I heard some people saying, he don't respect the classics. He don't respect the classics. He don't respect the classic.
And that's his thing. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't give a fuck about your classic, bitch. You didn't write that motherfucker, whatever and shit. Like, you first of all, you didn't write that bitch. You didn't make no money off it. You didn't direct. You wasn't in it, whatever and shit. You sitting up here getting defensive about the shit as if you fucking had a privilege or ink into the goddamn movie and shit. Better calm your fanboyism down and shit. If you don't respect the classics, whatever and shit. Hey, I like a lot of things, Cody, when it comes to the classics or whatever and shit, but never to that point to where I got to sit up here and go like, well, if it ain't like the classic, then.
Because what a lot of people don't realize is that I made this mistake, too. I remember when that RoboCop 2014 remake came out. I was like, no, this is a travesty. I was one of those motherfuckers. This is a travesty. I cannot watch the old RoboCop anymore. Blah blah blah. This
I think I remember you
shit.
Saying that. Yeah, you changed your tune real fast.
I remember I was seeing all these other motherfuckers. I was like, wait, this is fucking stupid. RoboCop is still there. The OG, '87 RoboCop is still there. This doesn't affect it at all, at all.
Yeah.
Why the fuck I gotta put energy into being mad about some shit that doesn't even fucking matter?
Yeah, I bet you've never even seen that movie ever again, dude. The reboot.
I saw that one time. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. It had no impact on your life whatsoever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No fucking impact at all. Whatever. You never once was sitting at a bar and just had a conversation and be like, "Oh yeah, RoboCop's really good." Whatever. But that fucking reboot just burnt and made me not want to watch it no more.
That's why I get up in arms about like sequels, remakes, reboots, and shit. That's like, what's the point of that doing that anymore? There's no, you know, make money off this shit. It's not ruining your life. It's not erasing the old shit that you
bitch,
love.
Bitch, you didn't work on it.
Your fucking heart. Just ignore it. And go on about your fucking day.
Bitch, you didn't work on it. So, what the
fuck? Yeah.
You got no dog in this fight or whatever shit. You just a fan, okay? You either watch it and enjoy it or you watch it and don't enjoy it or whatever shit. And then that's about as far as that fucking comes or whatever. That's it. I have to tell you, ever since, well, I never really gave a fuck in the first place, but ever since we stopped doing that or whatever and shit, I have no opinion, because people ask me still today, whatever, like, what'd you think about this? Or I was like, first of all, I didn't watch it. Second of all, I have no opinion on the matter. I enjoyed it or I didn't enjoy it.
Who
That's
cares?
About as far as that goes.
Right. Exactly. That's it.
What doesn't work for you probably work for me. What doesn't work for me probably work for you. Good for you then.
You know, people love being heard and people love seeing validation and shit, and they love writing these little think pieces thinking they're all smart.
Yeah.
And they ain't really saying shit. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion on goddamn intellectual property.
No.
It doesn't fucking matter. There's a dude in a goddamn bat costume fighting a motherfucker from Krypton. I don't care what you have to say about that. I don't.
That's the thing, because we were just like other people say. I was like, I don't give a fuck what other people say. I gave you my review and my thoughts about it. I don't give a fuck what they say or whatever. This is my thoughts, whatever. Yeah. Shit, you could use the same point as alcohol here. Cody told me that a lot of people on YouTube don't like Blue Run. I can give a fuck what they think.
Exactly.
I can give a fuck what they think.
Blue Run, delicious to me. The one spirit I've tried Blue Run so far, one of the best pours I've had this year.
Yeah, I could give a fuck less or whatever. It tastes delicious to me, so fuck them. So, your opinion, I'll listen to it. don't mean I give a fuck. That's part of my secret power, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody, Cody wants their opinion validated.
Yeah, that's it.
Everybody wants
that. And I was there too before. I was there. I was one of them.
I'm sure we all were at one point. Yeah. I can't remember the specific time for me or whatever and shit, but I know for a fact. I'm sure I wanted my opinion validated, whatever. Everybody does at one point. Yeah. It's part of getting the mob together to agree with you on one simple thing or whatever and shit, you know. But, you know, after Ghostbusters, I think that was when I kind of just stopped really giving a fuck then at that point, whatever. It was just like, that really was the downfall of the last thing we was doing or whatever, because it was like one of those things where I was just like, why are people putting so much energy into this? It's entertainment. It is entertainment at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just entertainment. It's people playing dress up in costume on a screen.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just playing dress up.
That's it. It's all getting all this huff puff and writing think pieces every day and just responding to every comment. And like, come on, man. There's so much more to life than just that fucking movies, entertainment. television, whatever the fuck.
Did Cody like the last Batman movie? Yes, he did.
Yes.
Did somebody else not like it? Probably so as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it has no impact on either one of their lives going forward.
Not at all. Not at all.
I know. I got my money for it, so I don't care.
That's JB's bottom line right there.
Yeah, that's my bottom bitch. Yeah. That bonus came through. Batman got me a promotion.
There you go. Everybody wins.
Rather, he sucked or didn't suck, whatever shit. That motherfucker got me paid. And able to afford the $9.99 a month or whatever to pay for these podcasts to go up. Mm-hmm. I think once people can realize, you know, I wonder if books were ever like this back in the day before entertainment became so mainstream, whatever. Do you think people read books and just like, fuck your opinion, this book was amazing. Hold on, shit. Let me show you this chapter real quick. Hold on. Let me get to this. You see this line right here? You see this line right here where he says, I will find you.
Let me show you the Bible. No, let me show you the Book of the Dead. Fuck your Bible. Well, fuck your Book of the Dead.
Well, bitch, I got the Book of Ashanti now. I don't give a fuck about any one of your books now. Casting all kinds of spells and shit, bitch. What's that evil dead? I got the Necronomicon.
Yeah, you got the Necronomicon.
Yeah, I got the Negronomicon. Yeah, the Negro. What'd you call it?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I got the Negro Comic Con or whatever. Shit. Yeah. I'd bring that shit to him.
Oh shit.
You think people was bitching about A tracks back then? Hold on, bitch. You wait till I get to this part. Whatever. I'm gonna rewind this motherfucker back. Hold on. Just wait right there. Hold on.
Oh my god,
you have to understand that most of these people on YouTube, people, when they do it for entertainment value, when they're reviewing stuff and they get out of their terms, whatever and shit, they not looking to agree with you. They're doing it for entertainment. Look at Skip Bayless. That's his whole fucking job.
Oh my god, that dude is a fucking character. You know, you can't take him seriously. How could you get mad at Skip Bayless?
I mean, his Kevin Durant ones are just incredible, to be honest,
is hilarious. He's a fucking character.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin Durant, he keeping his ass in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. Well, I don't know why he would leave. Where are you going to go to? Because any team going to go to, they're going to get gutted, and you're just going to be there by yourself, basically. So why would you even fucking? It's just stupid. It is. Stop.
Make a quick little rant on Kevin Durant. I think he's a great player. I think he's really good, great shooter, and everything. Every year that passes by, I like him less and less. Mm-hmm. Though I can't stand this dude. It was just like 4 months ago, the motherfucker was praising Steve Nash and them and shit like that. Now it's either them or me. I just I don't fuck with types of people like that or whatever. It's just like I'm all for people that don't do their job correctly, like, you know, getting replaced with someone that can do their job at the same time though. Like, but this dude was literally asking for them to be fired. I'm not cool about that. Or people shouldn't be losing their fucking jobs, whether they're making millions or $20 an hour or something like that and shit. And for him to sit up there and be like, it's either them or me or whatever, it's just like, dude, fuck your ball playing or whatever. I just lost respect for you as just like a person in general or whatever. Like, you know, I already knew you was an ass clown or whatever, but like, it's like, how could he, like, this doesn't look good for you in the long term. It's like, who would want to play with you, dude? Like, you're trying to get out of a 4-year deal or whatever and shit because you're not happy. And then you're trying to make these, like, frivolous demands or whatever and shit of, like, either they go or I go or something like that. It's like, bitch, you ain't going nowhere, though. I mean, you either going to sit on that bench and not get paid or you're going to go because nobody's going to. Who would sacrifice and I've been saying this alone, who's going to sacrifice their young roster for a dude that ain't even happy for the team that he helped assemble and shit like that?
Exactly. Yeah, first off, yeah, let me piggyback off your rant, if you will. First off, this motherfucker, he was the one who approved of the Steve Nash hire. I think he wanted Steve Nash's coach.
He wanted Steve Nash.
So they were all on board with this whole thing. And then what was it, like a couple months after he got hired, it was like during training camp there. I think they even had a quote, something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing. Like, we don't need to be coach.
Yeah.
We just do our own thing. And we'll be successful. Yeah. Like, wait, what the fuck? Well, that should have been the first red flag. We should have saw it then.
Yeah. That was before the season started.
That was before the season started. And then obviously COVID hits. And all this crazy shit ensues. And then Kyrie, he plays bullshit. He's acting like, yeah, I'm not playing basketball because of social injustice and all these other bullshit. It turns out this motherfucker was partying with his sister in New York or some shit like that.
And second of all, Kyrie,
get the fuck out of here.
Kyrie, you a black dude. You know damn well George Floyd wasn't the first fucking incident that's happened since you've been playing in the fucking league here. So don't ever sit up here like you trying to use it. That,
exactly.
I'm sympathetic for George Floyd at the same time because I know people think I'm shitting on George when I say this, whatever. But my problem is, whatever, he's not the first black dude to be beaten down or killed by the cops or whatever. There's actual video of other dudes in the same fault or whatever and shit. And Kyrie ain't never said a motherfucking thing about any of them. So
I think Kyrie, like I said, with all the Laker trade talk and shit, I would still love more team. Don't get me wrong. I would welcome Kyrie with open arms.
Yeah, put that yellow and purple
besides
on.
Besides all that bullshit, that motherfucker would look for any excuse to not play basketball.
Yeah.
Literally any fucking excuse.
This is
like all this like bullshit, like fake Native American heritage shit you've been doing. Like, come on, man. Brother, stop.
hey, Cody. I think Kyrie might be
like 0.00012.
I think he might be playing the longest out of all the superstars. He don't play that much. he don't play that much.
The freshest leg.
Yeah, he's got the freshest legs ever. Mm-hmm. And he don't play that much. Yeah,
motherfucker gonna play till he's 70.
Yeah, but continue your rant there on these two motherfuckers, please.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like they're the ones who wanted this. They wanted the Steve Nash hire. They wanted the players they got. Hey, it was their bed. They made it, so fucking lay in it.
When they swept by Boston, KD even said he applauded Steve Nash and what he did for us and stuff like that. 4 months later, get rid of his ass now. What? Like, come on, dude. Like, that's like me telling Cody to his face, oh, dude, you're a fucking great co-host. I'd love to have you. And then right when he fucking is brown, I'd be like, get rid of his ass, please. I don't want his ass here and shit. Like, that's just some shiesty, shady shit right there that I'm just not – as a person, man, fuck KD, dude. I can give a fuck about this dude if he retires or not. Like, now it's like, and that's not to discredit his skill level. I know the dude is a good ball player. I would never say he's a terrible ball player or whatever. But as a person, I wouldn't want this dude on my motherfucking team at all or whatever. I mean, he damn sure don't lead you to championship. So, I mean, I don't know what you really want to do with him, to be honest, at this point. He's aging as fuck. I mean, he's up there. What is he, 34, 35 now? So it's like, why would I think it was Jalen who was it from Boston? Jalen Brown, right? They were talking about
Jalen Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about trading. Jalen Brown got pissed or whatever and shit. And rightfully so. Shit, what the fuck? I swept this dude. Yeah. I swept this dude. You gonna trade me for him?
Yeah.
Let's just put it in like retrospects of here or whatever. Cody does a show or whatever and shit, and he sweeps the dudes in ratings, whatever, and I end up replacing Cody with that dude in rail, whatever. Like, it makes no sense, whatever and shit. You know, it's just like, wait a minute. Even from a business standpoint, whatever. So I don't understand why Boston would do that trade. So I understand completely why Jalen Brown was pissed if they were to go forward with that. And it's like, no, hell no. We got to the finals with this team. We swept you in the first round. You ain't shit to us right now. I would have been confident and said, we could sweep you again if we want to. I guess they did go with that because they didn't make
that to piggyback off that. I would still say, I would still put Milwaukee and Boston over Brooklyn. Shit, you can even argue Philly and Miami if you wanted to. Brooklyn might be a sub top five team. There might be six through, 12, yeah.
Man, that Eastern Conference division, man, it's stacked.
It's stacked.
It's stacked.
And just like the West.
Yeah.
West is stacked as well.
West is stacked right now, too.
I will still say, even if Brooklyn, they're lucky enough to get to the finals this year, I would still have Golden State beating them.
Oh, yeah. Same. I think they have a better cohesiveness or whatever. And we saw what Golden State did. They were the smallest team in the NBA, and they out-rebound every fucking team they played.
Actually, an early pick right now for at least the Western Conference Finals, or Western representative in the finals, I pick Golden State.
Hey, that was your pick last season. Shit, why not stick with them?
East is a toss-up, but yeah, I pick Golden State for the West for sure.
East is definitely a toss-up. I'm with you on Miami beating Brooklyn. I think Miami could beat Brooklyn, honestly. Philly,
I think it's possible. Yeah,
I think Philly is possible too. I want to see how they play, but Philly is a Philly is actually really good. They got a really nice squad.
Yeah, there, they have no excuse to not go deep into the playoffs.
And they go deep in the playoffs every fucking year. We see every fucking year they go. So they're kind of like Dallas to me. Either they just missing this one piece here or something.
Well, yeah, they just acquired PJ Tucker.
They did.
That's a great pickup.
That's a great pickup. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Philly. Philly excites me sometimes whenever I see him and shit. And I do want to see him, but I don't think Brooklyn honestly get past Philly either. They actually might be. Man, all those teams you just named, Milwaukee, Boston.
Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, Miami. Yeah.
They in the place where they might be at again.
I think so.
Fifth or sixth.
I can see that.
Hey, and when you're in a division like that, there ain't no wrong with going fifth place. Division is stacked, and them dudes are hungry. Young up-and-comers in that
month. At the end of the day, Brooklyn got no excuse. They have the best duo in the East, right?
Yeah.
KD and Kyrie, that should be just.
I got to hear about KD's nail on the fucking foot on the line every goddamn year, too. So, shit. It's virtuoso because he can't do shit without Golden State. So, I'm excited to see Scottie Pippen Jr. play, though, Cody, for the Lakers. I'm excited about that. I want to watch that man play. I heard he was killing it in the summer. So I definitely want to see that man play. But enough about the sports talks and sports talk. Let's get into some liquor.
Let's get into some good malt liquor.
The Swiss malt liquor. Yeah, Swiss malt liquor. Yeah, I've had some of that Swiss malt liquor. So on to that Swiss malt liquor, Cody. What are you over there sipping on today?
All right, sir. So I don't know if it's going to be quite a mix and match today. Well, this is one of those weird months with like 5 weeks, so I think we're good.
It's been like 6 weeks, I think, honestly.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
So August won't end.
Today, I'm going to do something rare for the show. We're wearing multiple ways, actually. I'm going to do myself a bourbon today, actually.
Yeah, what you drinking on over there?
A bourbon, I believe. So I remember you mentioned Natty's Liquor earlier in the show. I entered this like a little raffle gift bag, grab bag thing they had there a couple weeks back.
Oh, the brown bag.
So, yeah, the brown bag event.
Talking with the owner about that, or we were just talking about that, or whatever. Mm-hmm. He called me literally right before we started this show. So
I was one of those people who entered the event, and I think I came out pretty well. So before I present the attraction,
let me explain the brown bag or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, people. So
yeah, go ahead, JB.
Natty's Liquor had this brown bag event, whatever, to give rid of some allocated bottles. I forgot the percentage, but he gave me percentages and stuff of how much had allocated stuff in it. And, there was like a Van Winkle in there. There was Colonel Taylor, barrel proof. Actually, I think there was a 4 grain in there, if I'm not mistaken, too. There was some single barrels, Rock Hill Farms, a lot of allocated stuff. And some in Weller, and some didn't have any allocated in there. So, like, it was kind of like the lottery of allocated bottles, if you will, whatever. $200 to enter in. And if you you could either go to the store and you get to pick your bag, or you could do it on Instagram Live when they hosted the day to give away. Mm-hmm. A really cool concept, which I think was actually inventive. I've never seen any other store do this. Cody, have you?
No, I haven't either. No.
Yeah. So you spend in $200, and hopefully you get something good or whatever. I mean, that'd be incredible. I'm curious to see what you got out of your bag now, Cody.
All right. I don't know if you said this because it caught for a little bit, but so what the the game, if you would, entail was the bag was going to be equal value of $200 or greater.
Yeah.
So along with this, I got a pack of minis featuring the great Cinnamon Fireball. Along with that,
I got a good drain down the store, so you can pour that in.
Along with that, man, tractor, I got who is this from again? I'm sorry,
that's Blood Oath. Blood Oath.
Blood Oath's pack number 7.
Yeah,
so this is the main attraction. So this is their bourbon whiskey finish in I don't know how you say this It's a wine. Sauternes barrels. Sauternes.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at 49.3% alcohol, 98.6 proof.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My bottle's sitting right there. I have the one.
Oh, you
right
get the same there. One? Yeah. Pack seven? Okay, very nice.
They're not really all that allocated. Where they're pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't say easy, but they're pretty easy to get in. Pack five, six, and seven sitting right there. Yellow,
very nice.
Red, and blue.
Very nice. Very
I haven't
nice.
Opened so, that yeah, one yet, though.
Okay. well, right off the bat, I didn't show this either. Presentation is, look at this. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
This presentation is crazy.
I had trouble getting the top part of mine open.
Did you? Mine was pretty easy.
I think they didn't shave some off the wood on the side or whatever, so I never closed it back or whatever and shit.
This is just fine, handcrafted work right here. I love it. And the bottle itself.
Oh, shit. Mine almost
has an actual, like, stamp on it. You can tell it has, like, the actual wax right there.
There's mine right here.
Yep. Okay. Part number five. All right. Very nice.
Number right here. Yeah, it's number five right here.
Okay.
So one, yellow. Seven, somewhere seven over here. So, the Blood Oath family here, pack number five.
Blood Oath, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the sharing the devil's blood, so.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm all about sharing his blood or whatever, you know, especially with us innocent souls and children here and stuff. So, yeah.
That's correct. That's correct, sir.
Now, although I don't think that they're really considered allocated, those blood oaths are very limited, though. They don't make too many of those.
That's what the label says. So, yeah. I'm assuming that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't make too many of those bottles, per se. So, and they can be quite, they can be pretty pricey, too. If I'm not mistaken, I think the pack seven was around the $200 range. I think it was a little bit over. It might be like $229, $250. So for $200, you made out then, basically.
I think so.
Yeah.
You made out. Because I looked up the price online. I think I saw minimum was like $260 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you made out then. So you got a winner.
I did. I was very happy with my pickup. Very happy.
Even if you didn't like it, you still won in a value then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, granted, we don't know if you like it or not. We haven't heard your thoughts yet, so.
Oh, that's true.
So,
let me, first off, beautiful color. I love the color. The camera doesn't do it justice. No. It's like a nice kind of deep, it's like a gold. It's like a nice dark kind of gold.
Gold amber?
Color. Love the highlights on it. Yeah, gold. Oh, it's a little amberish. Mm-hmm. A little bit. But fairly gold. Beautiful color. It's great in the glass. Nose. Very fruit forward. I get a lot of like dark cherry. Maybe a little strawberry. A lot of like kind of like red fruit.
My favorite then.
Yeah. A little oaky. Maybe like a maple. Syrup kind of, a little mapley. A little cinnamon. And I'm not familiar with like French wine, but I know that's where Sauternes, I heard you pronounce it. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Like French wine. But I don't know the exact influence. I wish I did. So maybe I could pinpoint more things in here, but I'm not sure.
I'm not that crazy on a French wine. When I went to Paris. Yeah, I wasn't.
No, it wasn't your jam. I don't think I've ever had French wine.
I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
It wasn't god awful or anything like that. It was just like.
It didn't stand out.
I think what it is, you know, as an American, when you go over there, you're just expecting more because you hear so much about it and shit and stuff. Okay. So, and you just kind of like, oh, all right, this is cool, you know.
The nose is fantastic, I must say.
I bet mixed with all those fruits and berries, though, I bet that shit tastes amazing, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nose is the last drop. I can tell you that.
Damn.
Damn. Nose is spectacular.
Damn.
I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Hey, look, whenever you mix some strawberries and cherries together, I don't know how you can't get a last drop, baby.
Yeah, so, all right, I'm going to go for a sip right now. So,
I think that's a well worth $200 bag right there, Cody.
Get the red fruit, that dark cherry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dark cherry, actually. Not so much strawberry. I get dark and then the regular, like maraschino cherry almost. A nice amount of sweetness, not too sweet. I got like a bit of a peach note, which I wouldn't get into the nose, which is interesting. Maple syrup, almost like a kind of like a charred kind of maple syrup. Maybe like heat up a little bit.
Hey, to cut you off, Cody.
Go ahead.
That bottle's running for 400 plus now.
Are you? Oh shit!
Yeah,
well, I came up there. God damn.
Yeah, you really did come up there.
All right.
God damn.
$400 bottle. Shit. All right. Damn. Cool. I'm gonna be happy with my purchases. All right.
This year, because I believe that was last year's release. The Blooded Oath 8 was this year. That I think that's over 400 now.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm even happier.
Yeah, so I about to say, whether you like it or not, to cut you off, you won.
Yeah. I just went. I went back to the aroma at that initial first taste.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this is smelling even better. This is.
Prices.
This is goddamn. That's crazy. $339.
Yeah,
but that's crazy.
Yeah, you can suck my dick. Actually, <Not bad. laughs>
this is My only knock against this, I don't think the palate, the front, the middle of the palate, delicious. I love it. The only thing I'm missing on this, I think the finish is too short. I don't think it lingers long enough. And that
more heat or more flavor on that finish?
Heat is fine. I could actually go for a little bit more heat, but for me, I prefer flavor. Yeah. I'm not too crazy. Heat, you give me a little flush of heat. I don't care about that. I want lingering flavor.
Yeah.
And this is not giving me much at all. And this is not a whole lot of heat, and this is not a hot pour anyway. So which I don't mind. I don't care about hot pours. I just want some nice balance that tastes good.
You know it's hot outside. Why would you want a hot pour? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I need my alcohol to be hot. Yeah, I don't know. Exactly.
I need refreshing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my only knock against this one, man. It saddens me because this is so close to being a bona fide last drop, but it doesn't quite get over the hump for me on that end.
Would you say it's well rounded though?
A bit lacking in my opinion. Then again, what qualifies as well rounded? Shouldn't all parts of the spirit going down the palate, going down your throat, be well rounded? No.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is it more. Because on the palate, I think you said you were getting some fruit. So is it more flushed out? Like, is it like balanced? Is it perfectly balanced?
I would say on the finish, I get more of that cinnamon, kind of like baked pie crust sort of thing going on.
That fireball spilling.
But I just wish it was more prominent. No. Don't you say fireball. God damn it. Now that's all I'm going to fucking think about right now, the taste.
That son fireball fell in your blood off there a little bit, you know? You know the devil gonna come after you, Cody, if you don't like that.
Hey, fuck it, whatever. Hey, I was going to hell anyway, right? So
I'll save you a ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
Make a podcast from hell together. How about this?
Yeah, exactly.
Devil will be like, them Negroes funny. I like them.
the last pitchfork.
Gandhi will be there every day, you know. Yeah. He'll be there for a live show or whatever. Oh, Gandhi going to hell, people. Don't even question that.
Yeah, man, this is a fantastic pour, man. It just doesn't quite get there because I do believe the finish is a bit lacking, especially since the initial front of the palate, the middle palate is so promising. It's giving you everything you want. It's following the aroma. Mm-hmm. It ain't even giving you more than the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
And then the finish is just
forgettable.
Yeah, you just get a little bit of a cinnamon bite. That's it.
Those kind of annoy me. Not gonna lie. Because when we talk about this all the time, whatever, it's just like, man, if he's making a spirit or something like that, how could you sip this and go like,
yeah,
I know it's missing this, whatever, fuck it, just release it anyway. Yeah. It's like, that's when you talk to master distillers, like, what can I do to make a finish here that just like lingers or
yeah,
like,
something? Because it is a dry pour. It leaves the mouth, you know, it zaps all the moisture out your fucking mouth, but it's not one of those dry pours like, oh, I'm gonna go in for more. But yeah, it's good. I do want to go in, but I'm not like dying to go in for more.
It doesn't quench your thirst.
Right? No, it doesn't.
Yeah. I know it's a weird thing to say about any spirit or whatever, but I bet it doesn't fucking quenches your thirst or whatever. And that always.
No. Yeah.
And that's always disappointing, whatever, because when the palate is so fucking flavorful and great, you just like, fuck. And then you get to the finish and it's just forgettable. Yeah.
It's because it's literally like right there. It's right fucking there. I just wish it had a more complex finish, and it doesn't. The finish is just lacking.
So would you pay $429 for it?
Fuck no, I wouldn't. I do believe $200 is a fair price for this pour, because I do think most of what it's giving is amazing. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I just wish it could just cross that finish line for me. So this could be like one of those all time great pours, or you'll be in my top 10 at the end of the year. And it's not going to be there.
Which Natty's did you go to, by the way? The one in
Santa Ana. Well, obviously you pay for online. You know what's crazy? I went to the, I think it's the Santa Ana one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one, it's like by that gas station. And there's one by a gas station, there's one by a McDonald's. Well, which one is that?
The one in McDonald's is the Costa Mesa one.
That's Costa Mesa. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to the Santa Ana one first. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, y'all doing the drawing, right? I was waiting because I got there a little early. I was just waiting around, looking at the stores, waiting
for
the fucking clock to hit 1 o'clock. And I talked to one of the dudes. He was like, oh, shit, no, it's the Costa Mesa. I had no idea they had two stores.
Yeah. I had
no fucking clue.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God damn it.
Costa Mesa one's really nice.
Yeah. So I went to the Costa Mesa store and I saw the line outside.
He was like, I'm at the right one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, shit. It kind of sucked too, because I was on lunch break. So I was out for a little late going back to work, but it was all good. So it was the Costa Mesa one.
Damn, you should next time do that Instagram Live one.
So
Costa Mesa store is nice. Mm-hmm. It looks really nice when you walk in there. That was because that was where I got the second barrel proof from. So it was from that one. That was the first time I've been to that one, because I always go to the second one too. I always say it's a $400 bottle now.
Mm-hmm.
You got it for $200. That's probably the best deal you've ever gotten on a bottle here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially seeing it even inflated since the last time I looked at it. I haven't had this bottle for barely a month.
Because that was like two, three weeks ago or something. Like that. It wasn't that long ago when they had that. So you've barely had it for a few weeks and it's already inflated to fucking $400 now. So I would say, I mean, the finish is weak. You got a good deal in some aspect or another where you didn't pay $400 for a bottle that's very limited and rare. So I don't know if you would throw that into your rating there or whatever, but there's something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean,
what a cool concept too.
Yeah, it's a great concept, man. It's
unless you're pretty much given
almost everything you want.
Yeah.
Almost everything. It's just this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't cross the finish line.
Yeah.
So therefore, I can't give it a last shove. I gotta just settle for a 3.5 on this one.
Yeah. 3.5 is not bad at all, my friend.
Not bad at all. I would say $200. You buy this for $200, buy that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it, buy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you picked your bag, whatever and shit, were you like, since you were in a line, can you tell, like, give an estimate how many people were there? Probably like
it was when 20, I was there, it was
20
like
people
like around, it was close, like maybe between 35, 50.
God damn. Okay. I mean, he did tell me because he gave me all the numbers, but I wasn't there in store. I mean, I can't combine all the numbers or something, whatever. But he did give me all the numbers, and he said, you know, it really sold out. I mean, I did hear some people bitching about the concept, whatever, and shit. And I was like, fuck them.
Yeah, people. Yeah, I heard that too. I did hear that. Yeah, yeah.
First of all, the rules were perfectly laid out. I was telling people at the store that whatever the rules were perfectly fucking laid out. If you didn't read the fucking rules, that's your goddamn problem and whatever and shit. Okay. I know this country don't like reading and all, but fuck. Okay. The rules were perfectly laid out. I'm sure Cody knew the rules when he went in there. He's just like, I could be walking out with nothing, but I could be walking out with something. Either way, though, if it's nothing, I know it's at least in $200 value, because that was also stated in there as well, too.
Yeah.
It's in that range. Mm-hmm. So Cody could have easily came out with fucking Sam Houston and fucking fireballs and candy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when I figured out I had a good pick, the bag wasn't too heavy.
Oh,
mm-hmm. That's what I knew. I was like, okay, this is going to be, I know it was going to be like a Rip Van Winkle or some shit like that.
Cause
I felt other things in there other than just one bottle.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, this is going to be something. All right. I'm happy with this pick.
That's what I was going to ask you too. When you got to pick your bottle, whatever, did you see like the shape of it? And were you just like, okay, I can think of
one. You could kind of, it was kind of hard to see. It was kind of hard to see. You could like see like the top, but you wouldn't really know until you like picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been cool that you got a Rock Hill Farms. That would have been awesome. Those are fucking hard to get now.
I would have been, I would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I'd have been fucking happy with that too. Shit, Rock Hill Farms or whatever the fuck else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask them, could I trade that fireball for some candy?
Mm-hmm.
Or some bag of chips or something like that? You got
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cool part too. I think the cool part too, if you had like multiple bottles, I think you were able to trade in some of those bottles for like a Weller like special reserve or some shit like that.
If you he did. Yeah, so he did.
Gave you that option too.
He did tell me. That. Yeah, yeah. He did say that. Yeah. Yeah. You know what you should do? Yeah. You got some seltzers for you and the girl, you know? Seltzers and shit, man. Living it up, sir.
I would have been mad if it would have been a bag full of like seltzers and some fucking like Jack Daniels barrel proof or shit like that. What the fuck?
Could you imagine going with a friend and that motherfucker gets a Van Winkle and you get the seltzer? Man. I'd be like, man, fuck you, dude. I would take that seltzer can, smash it across the back of your head so fast, whatever, and shit, and rob you so fast. But no, it's neither here nor there. Shit. Shout out to all the seltzer getters out there, you know.
Yeah.
3.5, not bad.
3.5 for me.
All right, people, on to me now. So, I don't have a bottle of this because this is part of their 12 days program, but I'm continuing my Blue Run month here. Mm-hmm. And I got a sample of that Red Hot Lollipop right there.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the one with the pink butterfly, which I actually do have the butterfly of it.
Very nice.
I don't know what I'm going to attach it to. Maybe I'll stick it on something soon or whatever. I've been sipping on this thing. It's actually since this whole episode. Oh, yeah. It gets better and better the more I fucking drink on this bitch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, so those 12 days, those were released back in 2021, Blue Run first ran. And if you find any of these bottles now, whatever, they're charging like at least 400 plus for these bottles. So it's just a pain in the ass to get. And the secondary market just kicked in like a motherfucker. And they don't plan on making any more of these bottles, obviously. So it is what it is. I was thankful enough to get this from a homegirl, Lost Nemo, on Instagram or whatever. She hooked me up with this. Respect to her and the Butterfly Babes and stuff. Love that group. And, last week I rated all my Blue Run bottles and I luckily did not get fucked up. So that was amazing. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would finish up this month with a little bit of that Red Hot Lollipop right there. And I'm sipping on this bad boy, man. You get like what you were saying. It actually, you could smell the Red Hot candies. And the only reason why I know this is because I had some Red Hot candies the other day.
Oh, okay.
So the only reason, I guess, I was at the grocery store. And you know how when you got someone behind you, they put that little fucking divider behind you or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess somebody's, yeah, I saw the lady have the candy too. She I guess the lady must have rung it up on part of my order as well too. I was just like, when I saw it, when I got home and emptied the bags, I just looked like, man, fuck it. Man. Been a while. I'm more of a lemon head kind of guy, but I was like, I'll go ahead and pop these.
Oh, I remember lemon heads.
Yeah.
Those in ages. Wow.
Man, that's my shit right there. Lemon
heads. That's crazy. Man. I totally forgot about those.
Oh, man. Oh, you go to like the local liquor stores over here. They still have like the little 25-cent packs or whatever and shit. So
nice, I
buy them out or whatever. I fucking love lemon head. But I think Red Hot hot candies were part of that Mike and Ike Lemonhead family or whatever and shit.
Right.
They all had that same fucked up looking box, remember? Is that plain generic? It was like the movie candy boxes and shit. You get those and take them to the movie theaters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This smell is just like it though. So, tastes like candy. Oh. That's the best song ever made.
It is one of the greatest songs of all time. I think it's actually kind of underrated, if you ask me.
Is there a video to that song? I got to watch it now. I got to see it.
Yeah, it's a video. You don't remember the video?
I don't remember the video.
That's an episode right there. Dissect the video. I'll save it. All right. Save it.
All right, I won't watch it.
That is a whole ass episode right there, brother.
Oh, my God.
Save that shit.
I got to watch this video now.
You don't remember the video?
No, I don't remember the video.
Oh, my God. You're going to appreciate the song even more. Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be a treat. This is going to be a fucking treat.
Oh, now I got it. Now we got to do this now.
This is the greatest hook you ever gave me, actually.
That might be a bonus week here if we get one of these 5 weeks.
This is
going
to be, my God.
Got a bonus week now if we get a 5 week month again.
Brother.
I love how the music always revolves around this show, these episodes, whatever. Like, they always come back full circle. There's always a full circle to the music on these shows.
Always.
Oh.
Always. Even when you walk right over me.
I don't like candy. What did that guy sound like when he was fucking?
Ow!
You're giving me an appetite, and it's all right.
What the fuck?
I bet she was like, does that mean you finished, or what
are you hungry? I'm not quite sure what's going on.
I got some salad in the fridge. I mean, yeah.
Are you keto only? In that case, you need to order takeout.
And he starts naming strawberries.
Yeah. They brought back that fucking Return of the Mac song. I don't know how many times. It was like a Burger King commercial and some other shit.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing that
shit. You didn't bring back candy for a Pop-Tart commercial and some shit like that.
Yeah, they should. Or Halloween when they fucking show you the goddamn... show that shit. I've heard... What's that fucking Kate Bush fucking running up that hill song?
Oh, yeah, there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, played that shit out so goddamn much. But I can't hear Candy by Cameo? Come on now, shit. I want to hear fucking Candy. Yeah, you let me get a bourbon commercial or whatever.
You know what? Stranger Things is racist. Candy is an 80s song. Why the fuck is that shit on the show yet?
If I had a bourbon commercial, that shit would look like an old Mr. T commercial. It tastes like candy. Oh,
drink your milk. Stay in drugs.
Eat your candy.
Eat school.
Fuck you, Stranger Things. You could have brought it back. They should play that in that new Game of Thrones show. Fucking House of Dragons. Oh, fucking dragon comes by, whatever. He breathes fire. Tastes like candy. Ow. Giving me this crystal right. All right, anyway. Damn. That should be somebody's theme song for like a Full House return or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, yes.
I want to see Family Matters come back with that as a theme song. I want to watch a documentary on this. I want to watch a reality TV show, a dating show like Flavor of Love with this dude.
Oh my God.
I want to hear Night Vision with him and some chick in the bedroom, whatever and shit. And this is like, you know, like you out hunting and shit, whatever. And he's just like, you going about to give me an appetite, girl. Oh,
wow. Ow.
Oh. What we talking about again?
And then.
Greatest song ever. And according to you, greatest video ever, too.
Just you wait, sir. Just you wait. You thought that Lionel Richie shit was crazy. I mean, that was fucked up. That was different kind of fucked up. Just with that Marvin Gaye shit too.
I just watched the Marvin Gaye one yesterday, and when that doctor bent over, that motherfucker lifted. That motherfucker was the ultimate. He was like, "Damn!"
Oh my God. Yeah,
Marvin Gaye, man.
Say it. Dude's resting in peace. I wonder if he ever hung out with Bill Cosby ever at any point in time. And they became like two buddy.
Oh shit! No, Bill Cosby was too druggy for him.
Nah, maybe so.
Remember in that video,
you know what? Probably.
Remember in the video, Marvin Gaye was the one being drugged. He was the one that was attached to the doctor seat and shit. She was the one feeding him love potion.
Then again, wasn't there some anti drug shit on Fat Albert at one point?
It was, yeah, always.
Yeah, so yeah, never mind. I can't trust Marvin Gaye either.
I would love shit. That look he gave. Ooh. It was funny because my sister said, "That's you at the doctor's appointment." I said, "Hold on now. Wait a minute. Hold on. How'd you know my doctor was that hot?" Thought I kept that very confidential. Whatever. I got a hot ass doctor. I ain't going to lie. Whatever. Sometimes I'd be like, "Doctor, I got a headache." She's like, "Jermaine, take two goddamn aspirin and stop coming over here." I'm sorry, doctor. I started talking slave talk. I said, "Hi, doctor."
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they be asking with the front desk when you pay your co-payment. What's wrong with you? I got a mark right here. You see that? Yes, I need to see the doctor. Yeah, she need to check on me to make sure that she's like infected. Infected. That's right. That's the word I was looking for. Make sure it ain't infected or whatever. I get back there, whatever. I'd be like, I already. You know, in that robe and shit. She's like, you didn't have to put that robe on for this, man. It's fine. I'd be like, you show, doctor? Okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Marvin Gaye.
That's all you can say. Thank you. Thank you, Lionel Richie. Yeah.
He had that Space Jam love poster sitting on the top of the show.
Jesus.
What was it? A Secret Water or Secret Michael MJ's Secret Juice or some shit?
Some crazy shit.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I think it was MJ Special Water or something like that. And Bugs was like, you holding up. That, it was in the same color vial when it said love potion when that doctor was giving it to Marvin Gaye. And he was just like looking at me. He was like, I was just like, damn, dude, she just drugged you. And he just like, it's all right, though, because I got that. And then he made out with her and shit. I was just like, man, if only that was real life.
Yeah, I give no fucks given. No fucks given back in the day.
Dude, zero. She bent over that fucking look on his face. That shit was the fucking highlight of the last drop this year when we went over videos. That was the highlight of the video. Anyway, though. You get like the apples. It's a little warm. It's like honey almost. I'm going in for the sip now because it, you know, it smells so fucking refreshing, and I need it on this one of these hot ass days. Cody said it's only. I'm looking at. I got 81 degrees over here. It feels like it's fucking 90 something.
Yep, I know the feeling, brother. I know the feeling.
Oh my god, it just gets better with every fucking pour, like or every sip, I should say. A lot of the honey comes in. The finish. That's where that red hot the red hot candies come from. It's nice and warm, but not too overbearing, like it's all hot with heat and stuff like that. It's like the perfect amount. Once again, that's what the one thing that Blue Run does best. They know how to perfectly balance their ingredients together to give you the whole complexity or flavor profile of each pour here. Oh, and you feel it in your stomach too. A little hotness right there, a little spark. It's like, ooh. Is that BG's or is that good liquor? That good liquor.
That good liquor.
That good Swiss malt liquor right there. what is up with your eye? Old Eddie Griffin movie, people. I think it was called Double Take with Orlando Jordan. it's got like some brown sugar. It got a touch of brown sugar. Hanging out with Mr. T. I'm not really getting much of the strawberries I smelled earlier. probably I would assume it's somewhere in the finish. Oh man, it's so good. The palate, it's nice and sweet. It's got like fresh fruit on there. I'm getting like some apples. Honey is gliding on it's making it slick and it's nice and smooth on the palate there. The finish, I would say a medium warmth. Like a little bit under a little light to medium warmth right there, but it's like very lingering. It lingers a lot to the point it hits you. I love when it hits your stomach, whatever. It'd be like, ooh, it hits your soul and shit like that. So I like that right there. That's a nice touch that I love. I don't know how much this went for retail, obviously, because I was late on the Blue Run hype when 2020 rolled around. I'm assuming it had to been like $149, somewhere in that range, whatever. The bottle, if you find it now, I'm almost certain it's like $500 fucking dollars and shit. Fuck stores, for the love of God and shit. shit, to get that Black Butterfly, though, I might have to pay that actually one day. And I'm not really looking forward to that, but I really want that motherfucker. Shit, if they could just send me the Black Butterfly, I would just like carve out one of the other butterflies on the bottle and just put it on there then. But, oh, dude, this comes at 117.6 proof. Only 200 bottles was made, Cody.
Oh, only 200 bottles. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Only
didn't know that. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Super limited.
Super limited. And I think it's for all the other color butterflies, like a part of this 12-day run, I think it was all 200 and under. I don't think any of them went under over 200. So
that's the other pickup there for only 200 bottles. Shit.
Yeah. So you had to jump on that like literally when it went up on sale. I didn't get into Blue Run until literally last year, end of last year at that. So, and that came out in 2020. So all those bottles are most likely gone. This is really fucking good though. I love that finish. I guess I got the opposite of yours where I love the finish. It's a little perfect.
Yep.
One of my favorite finishes from them too.
Okay.
I love that little starch right there in the stomach, and it lingers with you, whatever. But it's not too overbearing, where it feels like it's about to give you like a heartburn or what's that gas reflex hit or whatever, any of that stuff. So this is right up my alley right here. I love it. I like the sweetness on the palate. because it's not too sweet, but it's got that honey flavor. And it's got some fruit in there, some tropical fruit. With the apples, green apples is what I get off of that. Yeah, this right here, man, this is a bona fide last drop right here.
There it is.
Bona fide last drop right here. If it's in your neighborhood, most likely it's like in the East Coast or the South, or in the East Coast or Midwest from most of the areas I've seen so far. So you see it, I guess go ahead and buy it, because California, we did not get that lucky on the Blue Run market. So I hear Carolina did, though. Carolina and Jersey. They got all the
Carolina and Jersey.
Yeah. Should tell Sean to find us a bottle.
For real.
Yeah. Actually, we probably should. I'm thinking about it now. I don't know. That motherfucker might keep it, though. Oh, you know, we'll see it happen, Jay. yeah, the wife, she dropped it, you know. Next thing you know, this motherfucker posted photos smiling with it and shit. And she's like, hey, what's that butterfly in the background? But, oh,
hey,
man. She stitched it back together. That's what the wife did. So, yeah, I'm giving this a last drop, dude. This is perfect. This is actually nice and refreshing, too. I'm actually scared because I only got a little bit left now in this little sample bottle. That's like one glass left, probably. So I'm just going to.
That's about a glass. It looks like
it. Yeah. That's a done deal right there. So it lasts me as long as it could, Cody. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a very small bottle. So.
Yeah. 200 bottles made. I have yet to see this one. So it is what it is. That's it, people. We're done. We're done for the show. That was this week's mixing and matching.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, more matching on there. Cody came out with some hot new shit, whatever, that he didn't pay $400 for. A cool concept, too.
Most certainly did not.
Yeah. Let's mark this day down and see how many other stores rip that off. And then lose their fucking mind with it.
Man, they will. They just gonna focus on their bullshit ass bundles per usual.
Fuck them. That's bundles.
Can't stand them goddamn bundles.
Hate them goddamn bundles. Unless it's like something I like. It's gotta be something I really like. Like if you give me I don't know, I'm just thinking of a Michter's barrel strength and you throw in a Michter's regular bourbon or whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, I like those too. So yeah, I don't mind that. But if it's like some give me Wheatley vodka or Fireball or some shit like that, then yeah, you suck my dick. Yeah,
I can't stand that fucking Wheatley vodka, bro. That shit.
Could I exchange it for cheap tequila or something like that? At least I can somewhat enjoy the cheap tequila.
Seriously,
I could mix a margarita with it or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. There was this one store, and it might have been Natty's, actually, whatever. They let me exchange it for an Elijah Craig regular small. I was like, hey, I'm cool.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, that works. Yeah.
So I didn't get the Wheatley vodka. I got the Elijah Craig on. And I was just like, hey, yeah. Perfect shit. I'd go easily with that. Make some great old fashions with that. Or drink it straight or whatever as an everyday drink. So, but people, we're done with this month. It's over.
That's it.
I think for the rest of the year, it's just like specialties now or whatever.
I think so. I think it's a theme month, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's November is the only one that's not a theme month. I could be wrong.
Unless we're doing shitty music video shit again, something like that. But I don't know. That's up to you.
Yeah. You might have to make that November tradition then, probably. So, yeah, next week, I drop us off with some gin.
Mm-hmm.
Cody get into some rum the following week, and then we do a swap. Where he does gin and I do rum, whatever, and then
I can't wait. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I've been looking forward. It feels like fucking forever since we've done this. Now I'm fucking excited. I got my bottles ready. They just sitting here, just looking like, hey, you ever gonna post us, bitch, or talk about us? What are we gonna do? I almost opened the rum the other day, whatever. So I was just fucking on tape. I was like, nah.
I can't wait to see what it is, man. I'm looking forward to these picks. We're gonna. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be fun. So look forward to that month, people.
Oh yeah.
With that said, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.